Hello.
Hey there, is this Philip?
Yes.
Hey there, Philip. I just had one of my employees text you on that beautiful triplex that you have listed on Boulevard. I was hoping to gather a couple more pieces of information and structure seller financing terms to it if your seller would hear it.
Okay, I am actually the agent owner.
Oh, wow. Well, let me say congratulations. This is the most attractive, unique triplex that I've ever seen. How did you end up creating this? This is a beautiful project.
It was a family home, bought it in 2015. And I've been just kind of rehabbing houses here and there over the past, 6 or 7 years. So I
Wow.
decided to do that one. So it's been it was a total gut job. So we put brand new, it's all electric now. So we took the gas out. So it's all electric. All new systems, all new plumbing, all new sewer line, roof. So I just built it from the inside out.
Wow, it's you've done a spectacular job on it. One of my employees came across it, and we just had to hop on the phone with you. But what I was hoping to do was instead of doing 1.75, I wanted to come in at 1.85, and I wanted to see if we could put 10% down and make payments to you every single month on the 1.85 for 60 months.
It's attractive, but I think I would probably
I'm flexible.
I
I can
probably
bend
want a
around a little
little
bit.
bit more of a down payment. Could you tell me what interest rate you're looking at? Could you just spell out that deal for me? Have you walked the property? What company do you work for? Just explain it to me a little bit more.
Yeah, so my name is Richard Taylor. I'm the co-owner of Grandin Taylor Properties. We do fix and flip in Atlanta as well. Well, fix and flip prior to the dip. We're not touching them anymore. We take down rental properties, seller finance now. We wholesale, we do double close, all kinds of different real estate investment strategies, and I'm the co-owner of the company. We've been open since 2019, not quite as much experience as you or expertise on that fix and flip. But in terms of interest rate, heavily dependent on what the property produces per month. So I could structure this for you at, say, 1 point, we can do 1.85 and change the down payment around a little bit. My entire goal here is to beat the terms that my lender is going to give me. So my lender is going to have me put down 20%. If I can put down anything below that, it's a deal for me. I'm not too concerned about purchase price, interest rate, or monthly payment. It's really all about the entry for me as a rental play. Do you have, say, a hard money loan on this, or is it free and clear, or a mortgage? Is there any debt service associated with it?
Yeah, there is a mortgage on it.
Got it. Okay, so we'd be taking it over subject to. Do you happen to know what that is off the top of your head in terms of monthly payment, not total payout?
I mean, I really don't want to discuss that term with you. I mean, I don't. I'd rather for you. What are you saying is as far as the payoff is concerned? Because that's public record.
Right. I'm trying to figure out what the monthly payment would be on it to determine what our cash flow would be. If we do purchase the property on these terms, we would be taking over the mortgage subject to. So I'm trying to figure out the debt service that I would
Gotcha.
be potentially responsible for.
Yeah, so the debt service is $9,100 a month, and that's
Okay, got it.
including taxes and insurance.
Got it. Okay.
So that's everything. My strategy for the home, and I'm necessarily I just have it up there for purchase, but it necessarily if it doesn't sell, I'm not like hurt by it, so to speak. I just started it off on Airbnb. I've been kind of taking my time with it, and I have two of the units furnished completely, and they've already started doing really, really well.
Nice,
So,
nice. So
I mean,
you're
the
not really
system.
necessarily looking to sell it. You're just testing the waters here.
Yeah, I'm testing the waters. I mean, at the end of the day, if I get the price that I want, I would sell it because I want to do a hotel. And that's just really kind of why I put it out there. But it's not like, oh my God, I gotta sell it.
No, of course,
I
of
actually,
course.
yeah, I built it to do Airbnb. I just kind of want to do it on a different. I want to move it more into a commercial, aspect of it. So for me, that's about raising capital. Now, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it just kind of depends on what your strategy is. My strategy was Airbnb. If you're going to rent it out like normal, you know, what have you, you'll probably just meet your debt service.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you, for nightly stays, what are you grossing and netting on that?
So so we just started it off, so which is a good thing. So we're like around 200 to 220 a night so far. But I expect that you started off low, right? And then
you just kind of
build it up to like, I was expecting to get, once I got it seasoned and actually going, probably 350 a night for the bottom two units, and then 200 a night for the top unit. So you're looking at a maximum, not a maximum, but a target of right around $900 a night for all three units. And then at a 60% occupancy rate, which is about 20 nights a month, that's about 18 grand.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're killing it with the Airbnb. That would be my strategy as well. There's no way that we could produce those numbers with just a rental. I would absolutely go down that avenue as well. So I'm not sure we'll be able to make a deal work, but what I would essentially offer is we can do upwards of $200,000 in cash down on the property and structure an interest rate around that. We can come over and above your asking price at 1.85, and we would be putting that on Airbnb. So would you say your main goal in selling this is to just raise the capital, or are you also looking for some cash flow as well?
I mean, it just depends. I mean, it depends on how you want. So I have a whole system, whereas I've been doing Airbnb since 2019, and I basically did it from a management standpoint. And I kind of know how these things go. I know that once the property is seasoned, meaning that I've got enough reviews on it, then it will just kind of stay booked. It'll book itself, and it'll just be a cash flow machine. So I was anticipating anywhere from 20 to 24K a month. Once that property is fully, because the area, the location is undeniable. Like, you're not going to find a better location in the city.
No, right. Absolutely.
And I can really kind of say that with confidence.
I'm on the same page.
Yeah. And then, you know, as far as my experience in Airbnb, I didn't skim on the furnishings, so to speak. So
I
the reviews that are, yeah.
That, like, so, a cafe racer with a table on it. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Where do you find a furnishing company to do that? I need to get it for my properties.
Oh no, it was at I go antiquing, man. You know, you put quality furnishing in like that and give guests an experience in a place that they want to be, then, you know, you're just liable to win. So, the first week is so funny. The first time I put it up, I got a booking on the first two units within the hour for both of them, for both the two that I released. And so now they're starting to book. I've got them booked up for the whole week for one of the units, and then the next one, we've got some inquiries coming in. So I'm expecting those to book up, and then December being a killer month. And then, you know, I'm just pushing for reviews. And so, you know, I really plan on being by spring, you know, late spring, early summer, being at that 20, 24K a month.
I honestly, on this one, it would be a poor decision to sell it. You've got a piece of gold here. I would hold on to it if I were you. As much as I would like to structure something around this, I just don't know if I can beat what you already have.
Yeah, definitely. You know, if they're giving you 20% down at 360, that's what I said. If you came up with a bigger, like, down payment for me, that would give me the opportunity to go and build a hotel. That's kind of the more important thing to me. So it's not necessarily because if you do go and it just depends on what your exit strategy is. If your exit strategy is, you know, 5 years from now or 3 years from now, then I get the rest of my money at that point. But then, you know, for me, it's about the market cycle as well. So things are cheap now. So not cheap, but you can find commercial for cheap in different cities. So it just depends, man. I wouldn't throw it out the water. I'm just kind of letting you know what you would, you know, be expecting. The house is wired. In fact, I was going to start a business, you know, to basically deliver turnkey Airbnb properties in good places to people. The property is fully tech enabled, so automated check-in for guests, ring cameras all around, noise detection systems.
I'm on board, man. I'm very, very interested in it. The question is, are you interested? I mean, if we're going to be putting down, like, say, upwards of $300,000, does that even scratch the surface?
Yeah, I think that would be more in line. The 185 that you came with, or 10%, probably just wouldn't work.
Okay.
But those numbers there, you know, and I was going to say, even if you didn't want to manage it, you wanted to continue to let me manage it, you know, that would be something that I would love to do. Of course, you could replace me at any time. But, you know, for me, my systems are, my guests check in, they download an app, and they check in with their phones. We verify their ID to make sure that they're not crazy. It's put through a national database so that we, you know they're not going to tear our shit up. And, you know, each one is issued an insurance policy, you know, for every guest stay. So if they smoke, if they rip the furniture, anything like that is replaced. We have documented every single piece of furniture and spoon in the house with receipts. So everything is organized, so to speak. And they just check in. They can unlock the doors with their phone. They have instructions on everything within the phone so they don't have to call you. So it's like instructions on parking, instructions on Wi-Fi, streaming TV, all of that is in the app. So, you know, it's really kind of I've set up a system where it's turnkey. So not only would you be buying the place, you would kind of be buying a system that's already
right,
in place.
Right.
So you could rent like from day one. A lot of rentals you buy, then you have to figure that second part out. And I think
management's a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to multi-units and short-term stays like that, it can quickly turn into a mess. Familiar with that. And so let's see, if we're at 1.85 with $300,000 down, do you think it's a possibility that if we take over the payments, the $9,000 per month, let's say it grosses $20,000 per month, we'd probably be looking to give you upwards of $4,000 or $5,000 a month on top of that. However, if you're managing it, probably more than that as well, because the management would be quite expensive on this. So I wonder, would we be scratching the surface at 1.85, $300,000 down, 60-month balloon, and say between, I want to say, $5,000 and $8,000 to you on top of the mortgage every single month?
I mean, yeah, if you could make that work. If that's a legitimate offer, I would definitely look at that, definitely.
Do you use AirDNA at all?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So I would just run this through AirDNA to verify that it actually can produce that. I'm familiar with the reviews and the seasoning that you were talking about. And if we are actually able to produce upwards of 20 to 25 per month, we could take over the mortgage subject to pay you on top of that, give you the down payment. I just need to be above at least a 12 cap for my opportunity cost and the other deals that I'm seeing. So I think it's definitely accomplishable. I'm thinking it's going to be more in the range of like a 17 cap, even giving you between 5 and 8 per month on top of the mortgage.
Yeah. Do you have a website you can text me?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Definitely send me over what you have. You know, there may be an opportunity where I go in. The good thing about this unit, it is three under one parcel number. The city of Atlanta has a limit, a limit on the number of Airbnbs you can own. And that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Didn't know that. Every single property that we're looking at right now is actually in Puerto Rico. They have this tax policy called Act 60, where you mm-hmm. don't pay income or capital gains tax. So we're seeing like 40 caps in Puerto Rico for boutique hotels. So I'm not touching. Yeah, I can show you some of the things that we're looking at right now, but I'm not touching any of the real estate in terms of properties in the United States. We work with our financial backer for that. But when mm-hmm. it comes to Puerto Rico, we're taking out everything ourselves due to those cap rates and tax benefits that we're seeing. However, wow. I think this would absolutely be an opportunity that my partners and I are interested in. And I can send you all the information to verify the company.
Yeah, definitely. That would work. And then, yeah, let's see where we are, because actually that would free up capital for me to go out and do a boutique hotel, the one that I want to do. So.
Interesting. We were just working on the Looking Glass Hotel with Jerry Norton, a celebrity mm-hmm. investor, a couple months ago. Lost mm-hmm. out to it to him, unfortunately. Couldn't come up with the capital, but that was mm-hmm. the 40 cap that we were talking about. It's just unbelievable returns on the island.
Wow. We should probably talk beyond this deal. Because that's just kind of what I'm into, and I'm a member of Soho House, so I actually like studied their brand. So a lot of the things and the elements in the apartment, like down to the rain head, shower heads, I kind of mimic from they do.
You've got this really unique touch. I can totally see it shining through in a hotel and just absolutely dominating.
Yeah, absolutely. So I appreciate it. And give me your name again.
My name is Richard Taylor. I'm co-owner of the company.
Okay, gotcha. Well, very nice to meet you, Richard. Thanks for reaching out to me.
Absolutely.
Do you have any questions? And if you want to tour the property, let me know. Actually, I am off to L.A. on tomorrow.
I'm on the West Coast, so I'm not in Atlanta. My GC is in Atlanta mm-hmm. right now. He travels mm-hmm. around to wherever we're doing our deal. So I'd send my GC in my place, but absolutely we come look at the property if we get a contract executed.
Okay, good deal. And where in LA, where are you on the West Coast?
Oh, I'm in Portland.
Oh, Portland, Oregon. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Portland, Oregon.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. So how did you find my deal?
Yeah, so I have a team of virtual assistants out of the Philippines, and they manage my text blasting for my company, and they search for deals. But when text blasting isn't producing, they're going on market and looking for multifamily opportunities that we could take down sub two or seller finance.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah. I think we have some business to discuss in the future as well. So we'll stay in touch about this property, and then if that turns into something else, I'd love to explore it.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe you guys can look into, working with me on, a boutique hotel. I can maybe turn that around there. I don't know how you guys raise your – do you have, like, a group of investors that give you –
Limited partners.
Okay.
Limited partners for the most part. So mm-hmm. what we do is we source
are they
the real
looking
estate
for,
firm.
Like – are they like looking to for places to place their capital, and this is what you're doing? Just kind of
exactly.
Gotcha.
So it started out as a strictly wholesale operation. Then we mm-hmm. started taking down some of our own properties, brought on limited partners, and now we have some funding behind us to take on some bigger projects.
Okay, good deal. And how long is your deal cycle?
How long is our deal cycle? What do you mean?
Well, in regards to like how, if we did decide to work together, then what are we looking at? I'm asking because I'm actually headed to Europe for 2 weeks in like 2 weeks.
For
like 3 weeks.
I mean, given that it's fully renovated and flipped and there's not going to be any issues during inspection, I don't see it taking longer than 3 weeks, but really flexible on that. We can do a delayed closing and we can do a fast one if you're looking for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, man, good deal, Richard. It's nice to speak to you.
Yeah, very nice to meet you.
Yeah, you as well. Just let me know what the next steps are.
Perfect. Thanks. I'm going to structure this tomorrow, likely. I've got a phone call in about 20 minutes. My VA just sent me this, and I had to hop on the phone with you. But expect a deal structure sent to you tomorrow. And by the way, what's your email so we can send it over?
Yeah, definitely. So it's Philip with two L's.
Got it.
At sharkpads, sharkpads.com.
Dot com. Perfect, perfect. Well, Philip, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks, Richard.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.